Gates, Biden administration worried about wokeness in the military, not winning. By Jeff Poor on March 27, 2021. During Friday's broadcast of FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Representative Matt Gates, RFL, questioned the trend toward wokeness in the U.S. military, which he said was one of the last places in the federal government where the left had not taken control. Gates drew a comparison between the Chinese and U.S. militaries to illustrate his point. Congressman Austin Scott and Scott Desjarlais, both also stood up for members of our military, he said. But the problem with Republicans is that we surrender the frame. We allow ourselves to be lulled into this concept that what we really need to be talking about is whether or not there are people who like the wrong meme, or might be members of the wrong listserv, or get their news in the wrong places. Look in China right now, Tucker, they're not doing gender sensitivity training. They're not wondering whether or not their military is woke enough. They're wondering whether or not they're advancing in critical areas like quantum computing and artificial intelligence. Now, we see the wokeification of the Department of Defense, and the reason why is because the leftists have long since taken control of the Department of Justice. The FBI, the Department of State, and the Department of Defense was this last bastion where conservatives maintained a substantial amount of influence, and they're trying to strangle out right-leaning folks who are in the military by monitoring their social media, Gates continued. And what troubles me is that this discussion in Congress is gaslighting exactly what the Biden administration is doing. They're worried about wokeness not winning, and our country deserves better and our military deserves better. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.